Glassdoor. https://facebook.com/glassdoor/. Glassdoor. 4:56 p.m. Dear Glassdoor, your site allows for employee-to-employer reviews. But what if the employer maintains contracted client services? There is actually no way to submit client experiences of a company culture environment. Is it possible that you can add to the type of reviews that one can add to an employer client services reviews? In particular, these employee reviews of Colorado Health Network sort of ties them together, but as a client such as I am, the only way to provide an review is to declare a job on LinkedIn's title, Person Living with HIV/AIDS Contracted Client Services with Colorado Health Network. This is their recent update. The impact just hits you better in spoken voice text narrative. http://denvercap.mukhtubhuman.net/company-reviews%signed 20%, signed 5b%, signed 20%, signed 5d/employee-rev-w-soft-colorado-health-network-does anybody have a box of tissues .mp3
https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e-171-8672.htm Companies Colorado Health Network Logo Colorado Health Network Overview Overview 3 Reviews Jobs 2 Salaries 1 Interviews 2 Photos Colorado Network Reviews Updated September 13, 2017 3 Reviews 2.033% Your trust is our top concern, so companies can't alter or remove reviews. Employee Reviews Sort Popular Rating Date September 13, 2017 Employment Former Employee Client Services in Denver CO Doesn't Recommend Negative Outlook I worked at Colorado Health Network less than a year. Pros: case managers are not micromanaged. Occasionally drug companies will come in and bring free lunch. Relaxed dress code. On a major bus line, cons: management is awful. They do not trust their employees with anything, not even tissues. If you want a box of tissues, you have to go to upstairs and talk to them. One person stores them in his office. They had a big investigation because two employees quit because of racism and discrimination within the organization. The investigation was inconclusive. They had a meeting with all of the staff that was announced 24 hours prior. Regarding discrimination, it was said that we were diverse, we have everything. How can an organization thrive when a top official is racist? If you are a woman or person of color, it is very hard to move up in the org and be heard. If you are a cute, white male, you will do well in this company. Turnover is high. Show less advice to management, maybe start with a little bit of respect for clients and staff. July 11, 2017 Love it, but the pay makes it hard. Current employee, health access program coordinator in Denver, CO recommends positive outlook. I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, more than 3 years. Pros: the people I work with are amazing. Hands down the best crew I've ever worked with. The overall environment is welcoming to all regardless of gender identity, sexual orientation, race or religious background. You simply can't beat the people and culture here. Cons: quite simply, the pay. Denver has become exponentially more expensive as of late, and the salary here isn't enough to survive on. A 2% raise after a 200% cost of living increase just doesn't cut it. Advice to management: you have to address the pay disparity. Otherwise, you will continue to become a stepping stone for people to move on to better paying jobs and lose top talent. July 28, 2017 Low pay, oppressive management, dishonest business practices. Curly, anonymous employee doesn't recommend negative outlook. I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, less than a year. Pros: brand new friend co-workers, easy access to downtown. Interviews are too easy. Great benefits. Benefits those less fortunate. Cons: oppressive leadership, disingenuous management, dishonest business practices. I really want to like this place, but the management could use some training. I have witnessed some dishonest business practices going on here. Toxic work environment. Pay is very low. Upper level management is very elitist, discriminating, and oppressive toward other staff. Advice to management: take some training courses to learn how to perform your job better. Many may have landed in their current positions due to the Peter principle. Do some house cleaning, see who actually contributes to the successful functioning of the company, and trim the fat. Just because someone is fun outside of work and makes you laugh does not mean they are competent managers that need to be leading other people. Take a look in the mirror. Show less company benefits health insurance.
Not near as bad as this review of Foothill AIDS Project - another Ryan White Care Act Social Services Agency. There is a number conspiracy exposed here. http://foothillaidsproject.gruwup.net/%sign23spokenmedia/last-door-employee-reviews-foothillaids3. Foothill AIDS Project Reviews. 3 reviews. 2.8. 27%. Recommend to a friend. N/A. Approve of CEO. No image. CEO. 0. Close. Your trust is our top concern, so companies can't alter or remove reviews. Employee reviews. Sort. Popular rating date. February 3, 2016. Okay. Former employee, anonymous employee in San Bernardino, CA. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Foothill AIDS Project, less than a year. Pros. Helpful to HIV people and addicts. Cons. Boss is self-centered and non-trusting. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share via email. Copy link. February 22, 2016. Administrative chaos. Former employee, case manager in San Bernardino, CA. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Foothill AIDS Project full-time, then a year. Pros. Staff with direct consumer contact are a phenomenal group to work with. Staff was instrumental in assisting with learning job position. Cons. Supervision and training by management are limited and / or non-existent, yet staff is held accountable. Administration does not appear to be a cohesive unit. No team-building strategies in place. Computer systems are way behind industry standards. Advice to management. Smile. Speak to your staff. Ask them how their job is going. Sincerely listen to them and effect change. Update your computer hardware and software. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share via email. Copy link. December 4th, 2013. It was like working in a family, with all the pros and cons involved. Current employee, housing department in San Bernardino, CA. Recommends. Positive outlook. I have been working at Foothill AIDS Project full-time, more than a year. Pros. Wonderful supervisors and caring way staff. Good medical benefits and a 401k. You really feel like you are helping others. Cons. Some political infighting and things you cannot say without retaliation, though nothing illegal. Advice to management. Trust your wonderful staff as much as possible. Share on Facebook. Share on Twitter. Share via email. Copy link. Earned Case Management Agency. This is a written and spoken voice text narrative of an email directed to the executive director - but with the Glassdoor reviews as showing. I am not hopeful that my voice will be heard. Written Gmail text. http://foothillaidsproject.gruw.net/staff/maritza_tana-exec-director/%-23-mail/gmail%-20%-20 introduction%-20%-20 web%-20%-20 client%-20% %-20 sand%-20 bernardino.htm. Thanks for messaging FAP. We will review your message ASAP and get back to you soon. Spoken voice narrative http://foothillaidsproject.gruw.net/%-23/spoken-media/introduction-web-media-to-maritzatana.mp3. Also referenced YouTube video. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=1xbxvcts38. To Foothill AIDS Project RE, change of case management focus to person-centered. As far as Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, Google has approved and published this as a visible edit of their business profile page. http://denver-colorado-aids-project.business.site. Your assistance in allowing me to post employee reviews as a contracted client of the agency services would be a workaround currently. But as you can read on, this is a very large conspiracy exposed that goes direct into the heart of the National Ryan White Care Act deliverance of services. Let me review some of the other AIDS projects. Review. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/AIDS-Project-Los-Angeles-Reviews-E409956.htm. Low morale, dysfunctional upper management. Current employee, case met in Los Angeles, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I have been working at AIDS Project Los Angeles full-time. Pros. Competitive pay for MSWs. Affordable health coverage. Learn a lot about social services, HIV field, and case management. Cons. Management is abusive, silences feedback from staff regarding programs and workload. Management is interested in client numbers and grant funding requirements as a bottom line. Do not consider human capital, e.g. burnout, workload, client attention, as factors. High turnover due to burnout, stress. Managers who have been in their positions for too long, 5 years, 10 years, and have become indifferent to. Show more. Advice to management. Provide more protection for staff and employees from burnout and occasionally, from clients. Acknowledge the role your words and how they impact employees' morale. Ongoing feedback and evaluation for both middle and upper management, not just staff. Prioritize morale and your turnover will decrease. Stop silencing feedback that might be crucial in helping you meet your short-term and long-term programmatic goals. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=E40G207SWM-my address to Foothill AIDS Project includes this series of videos re client services in case management dash person centered. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=HBDLTMSQJXW. Trust me, I can provide an personal experience of case managements in 3 different locales. This is a letter that I have directed to the drive. Filled show. I have to my best option submitted an employee review with the details that I would like to see added to contracted client reviews. You are free to approve or deny my update. I was providing the details as best as I could in the form boxes provided. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/Minnesota AIDS Project Reviews E97789.htm. Cons. Leadership team is in flux and overall the organization is a bachelor's level organization. I'm afraid I may have outgrown the org, which is tough because the staff are incredible. Likewise, as an agency, the organization is overwhelmingly white and consequently alienates other members of the LGBTQ community. Advice to management. Create more opportunities for growth and positions for graduate-level workers. Explore the power dynamics at play and ensure that racist and misogynistic attitudes are not perpetuated in the veil of good intentions. How can we put a stop to this? https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/desert8s-project-reviews-e25926-1.htm https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/desert8s-project-reviews-e25926-1.htm Worked at Desert 8s Project full-time, more than 3 years. Pros. They have parties all the time to make you feel better about all the chaos of management. Cons. Senior management is not a cohesive team, nor do they work together to support the agency. The extreme behaviors of senior management is tolerated and those impacted just have to deal with the stress of these people. The level of unprofessional engagement is remarkable. You have to fight an uphill battle to get anything accomplished and upper management just lets it all happen. Talented staff come and go because. Show more. Advice to management. Stop letting amazing talented people be sucked up by these intolerable behaviors. You bring in great talent and make them deal with such behavioral attitudes. It's not okay just because they are taking HIV medications that others have to deal with these extreme behaviors and stress of their colleagues. If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. Former employee, case manager in Palm Springs, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time. More than 3 years. Pros. Things have become very bad here. Cons. A true lack of care for the AIDS patients new to the area. Denial of medical is frequent for many unqualified reasons. Mostly, to save money and add perks to the current administration. This place claims to give treatment to the uninsured, but we have had to deny them treatment many times. Advice to management. Start over with a fresh group from the top. This is a problem system-wide. What can we do about this?